afternoon, and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, on South Prospect Street in Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show. Well, I hope today finds you well, finds you good, finds you healthy out there, and I hope you're doing all right, feeling okay. If not there yet, hopefully you're on your way. So we're doing all right here at WWGH Radio. I'm Nate Redmond, of course, here in Air Chair 1, and across from me is my producer, Mr. Terry Tackett, and we're good. We're glad to be here with you doing our thing. And, of course, we've got trivia on the table for you coming up, and I've got a Speedway gift card that I'm giving away today. So you can go out there, and I do believe it's good even for the Speedy Cafe, because I asked the lady today, and she said so far she knew it was good for even the Speedy Cafe. So it's good for gas or merchandise inside the store. So that's what we're giving away today, a Speedway gift card. $5 Speedway gift card for you at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is call me, answer a trivia question, and I'll put you in a drawing. Then at 4:55, we will draw our winner. Hey, I want to say thank you so much to our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate it very much. Well, the weekend, we really didn't do too much. We kind of hung around the house a little bit, but we did go out to get some carry out from Chinese. We went to Shanghai down in Terry's neck of the woods. Yeah. I don't know if he was working Saturday or not. We pulled in the Kroger's down there, and I don't think you were working the window down there then when we were there. But anyhow, we were got some gas there. We had 50 cents off. Yeah, 50 cents off. So we got some good gas there, filled up the old SUV, and then got some Shanghai. Oh, did some grocery shopping, too, while we were down there, too. And had a good experience at the old Halk Road Kroger's down there in Delaware, and had a good time doing some grocery shopping. Usually do our grocery shopping here in Marion, but we said, hey, what the hey? Let's go down there and do it there in Delaware and do everything in Delaware. So it was a one-stop shop down there at Halk Road. Of course, that's right around the corner from where my wife works too, there at Delaware Christian Academy, just around the corner. So we were down in Amber's and Terry's neck of the woods on Saturday, but had a good meal at Shanghai. Got the sweet and sour chicken. Oh, it's good. Yes, it's good. And sweet and sour chicken and sesame chicken, egg rolls, crab rangoon, and seems like we got something else, but it was good. It was all really good. So I recommend Shanghai, and can't eat inside right now. You only have to order to go, and that's what they're doing right now. But boy, I'll tell you what, it's certainly worth it. Certainly, absolutely worth the time to go down
well,
there.
Nate, also, there's another place down there if you get a chance to check out another. I know you guys like Chinese food, as I do, too. A place called Canton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And where's that at?
It's located there, I believe, at Sandusky Street. There's a Wendy's, and there's behind the Wendy's, there's like a little, where the new Odd Lots is.
Okay.
It's in that little plaza right there. It's down by the Little Caesars Pizza.
Okay.
They just reopened because they were remodeling.
Uh-huh.
They just reopened, so I've heard that place is really...
Oh, okay.
And then this weekend down there, I think, or is it next week, the horse parade's coming up for the before the kickoff to the fair, so.
Yeah, and then I know on Friday night, they're having their big First Friday
first
down
Friday,
there.
First Friday, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go to that.
You guys going to go to that?
Yeah, and then Amber's daycare center and the church there is having, they're having bounce houses down there. Yeah. They're having a big section, a big part of it down there on First Friday.
Well, I think at Kroger, they're doing doing something to kind of coordinate with the Buckeyes, too. I don't know if they're doing, like, a tailgate party, maybe, or something.
Part of First Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, I know
this week the Buckeyes play on tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow
night.
But
I think it's going to coincide with the start of the season or something like that they're going to do.
Great. Yeah, so it should be a good time in Delaware.
That whole week, I think.
That whole Sandusky Street, they closed down for it, so it should be a good time.
Yeah, because I was wondering, you know, how I'm going to have to be rerouted to go to, you know, to go to work.
Yeah.
Whatever, and I just wonder where I'm going to be rerouted to, because I that's the way I normally date.
Okay,
you know?
Right. Yeah, there you go.
So, but yeah, if you get a chance, that Canton, they said it's really good. I guess new owners, the mother and father retired, and now the kids took it over. So
okay.
I guess it's really good, too, from what I've heard.
Try that out.
Yeah.
We love trying stuff.
There's another one beside the other Delaware. Or beside the other, beside the other Delaware. Sorry, beside the other Kroger in Delaware.
Oh, okay.
Dragon House.
Dragon House out there by where the Walmart is, too.
Yeah, right in that place. I think Romeo's
Columbus
Pizza.
Columbus Pike.
Yeah, Romeo's Pizza and things are in there. Uh-huh. They said that Dragon House is really
Dragon
good.
House. Okay. A couple great ideas. Hey, all right. I'm always looking for some place to eat that is good. You know it. All right. Hey, let's get some calls floating in here at 740-383-9944. Answer some trivia questions. Sign up for a chance to win a Speedway gift card. Here we go. Question number one. Which U.S. president was behind the Star Wars program? Which U.S. president was behind the Star Wars program? What was the form of writing used by the ancient Egyptians? What was the form of writing used by the ancient Egyptians? Here's an easier one. What name is given to the ditch around a castle's walls? What was the name given to the ditch around a castle's walls? 740-383-9944, broadcasting on the web at wwgh1071.com. First call of the day. Let's find out who is on the phone. Hi, we're on the air. Hello, we're on the air. Go ahead. Nope, nobody there. Give me a call back. Who wrote the plays Romeo and Juliet and A Midsummer Night's Dream? Who wrote the plays Romeo and Juliet and A Midsummer Night's Dream? Hi, we're on the air.
Are you looking for Reagan?
Yeah, looking for Reagan for the Star Wars program. That's correct. How's your day going today?
Oh, pretty good. That the hatch is down. The wind's blowing pretty good.
Yeah, it sure is. It's blowing pretty good in my house, Scott.
Yeah. Think about living out in the country.
Yeah. Yeah, I live in the little village of Waldo, and I'm down in a little bit, so I don't get quite as much wind as everybody else, but I was getting it. It was blowing the flag pretty good today.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I live out there on 309, and I'll tell you what, I think if I had a wind generator, I could generate probably 85% of my own electricity when the wind blows out here.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, it's a windy day like March, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, at least it's not stifling, humidity-laden.
Yeah, kind of a fall day today, isn't it?
Yeah, I keep looking at the trees to see if the leaves have started changing, but I don't see anything yet.
No, nothing yet. My leaves are pretty green at home still.
Yeah.
Before we know it, I'll tell you, before we know it, it's going to be changing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it creeps up on us pretty quick.
Sure does, and then there'll be time to rake.
Yeah, well, I don't rake. I mow.
Oh, there you go. You mow it up. Mulch it up.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
I'd rather do that than put chemicals on my yard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Scott, I will sign you up for a chance to win. I appreciate the call, my friend.
Okay, you take it easy.
Hey, take care. You have a good one now.
Bye, you too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, thank you, Scott. 740-383-9944. Next trivia question. What was the name of the Soviet Union's secret police? What was the name of the Soviet Union's secret police? What did the Lord of a Castle sit? Where did the Lord of a Castle sit during a banquet? Where did the lord of a castle sit during a banquet? Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, good night.
Doing good. How are you doing, Bob?
Oh, I'm it. That's about it.
Answer your question.
The ancient hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics. That's what I'm looking for, Bob. You got it.
Yep.
Well, are you feeling better?
Not really?
Yeah.
I got nurses going about every day checking on me.
Yeah? Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm doing nothing.
Yeah.
I just turn around and do what I can do, and that's about it.
Right. Yeah, well, you gotta do what you gotta do to stay well, don't you, Bob?
Yeah.
So yes, sir.
I just doing what they're telling me to do, and that's about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you get to feeling better, buddy.
Monday, Jay, I'll go too.
Yeah.
All right. So, let me get off here and let you get a call with you.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty, Scott and Bob, it's coming up on 4:30 here at WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial. When you get a chance, check out our websites at WWGH1071.com. We're streaming online there. You can also find all of the shows I've done there as well. And all you got to do is just click on the menu and then click on the show archives. Hi, we're on the air.
The water around a castle is called a moat.
Right, that's what I'm looking for, absolutely. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I just can't get through with the answers. I knew the hieroglyphics to answer.
Oh, yeah, hieroglyphics.
Every time I call, it rings busy.
Well, I'm glad you got through.
And thank you very much.
Yeah, what's your name?
Judy Smith.
Judy Smith. All right, Judy Smith, I will get you signed up for a chance to win, all right?
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, Judy Smith, thank you so much for phoning in here. I was going to let you know what the degrees is here right now. I'm kind of curious here. My place, around 2:30, it was 75. Yeah, it's still 75 degrees out there, comfortable. And so I hope you all are having a good day out there. We're having a good day here at WWGH. And let's see here. Oh, who developed a system of raised dots to help blind people to read using their sense of taste? What was his name? Who developed a system of raised dots to help blind people to read using their, it says sense of taste, but sense of touch, I'm sure it means. In which year did World War I begin? Who is usually credited with converting Ireland to Christianity? And who was Britain's prime minister throughout the majority of World War II? And those are the kickoff trivia questions we have so far, 740-383-9944. We are giving away a Speedway gift card this afternoon, so go ahead and give us a call. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
Nice day out there.
It sure is. Feels nice, doesn't it?
Yep. I just tomorrow morning though, it's going to feel like I think winter's coming. Just down in the 50s, you know.
Yeah, that's good. I've been kind of debating. Now, I've had my furnace in the off position.
Yeah.
So I usually set it to about 68, 69.
Yeah.
I'm kind of debating rather to turn it on just out of curiosity's sake to see if it's going to turn on.
That hurts, check it.
Yeah,
right.
I'm going to see.
Right. I heard the Farmer's Almanac was just came out today, I believe, and they're predicting a long, cold, and snowy winter for us.
Okay, all right.
Especially a lot more moisture just up north of us. We, you know, in the what they call that the lakes region, so I don't mind the cold as long as we don't get a whole lot of snow.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of a lot of snow either. I like it. Now, last year, I believe we got a nice amount of snow on Christmas Eve.
Yep,
Christmas Eve, we got nice snow. After that, I couldn't care less if it doesn't do it again.
It can warm up anytime.
It can turn spring in January as far as I'm concerned.
That's right.
But I'm living in the wrong place for that.
Yeah. These winters make you enjoy spring. And summer, you know, you appreciate a lot more, I think.
Yeah, you do. It's like when you finally get there, and especially when we had that snow in April.
Yeah.
You know, when it finally gets here, you're like, hey, I'm ready to see some flowers.
That's right.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, you probably saw our buddy was in the news again.
I didn't see it. I'll be listening.
Okay.
Know?
Yeah. Yep. He was.
Good.
He did something else.
I'm glad.
Yes, he did.
Good.
Yeah, so
good old boy.
He's always doing something.
Yeah, got to keep him pretty busy. You know?
Oh yeah. This one was interesting too.
Wow.
So
good.
Yeah, I'll have that coming up in the news here.
Okay. Good. That was Louis Braille that invented the dots for the blind.
Yep, Louis Braille.
And it is touch, it's not taste.
Right. It said taste, and I'm like, what in the world? I don't...
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay, touch.
Yeah.
That's what it meant.
One of those senses, anyway.
One of them senses. We'll get them senses. We'll make sense of the senses here.
They covered three of them there with sight, touch, and taste.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. But, yeah, they covered it all.
Right. All right. I will talk to you again.
All right. Hey, I look forward to it. Always good to talk to you.
Good talking to you, Nate.
Hey,
thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All righty. You could be next. 740-383-9944. Get your name in here. Sign up for a chance to win. I sound like one of those carnival barkers there at the fair this time of year. Come step right up. Give us a call. 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. All righty. Hey, I've got some offbeat fun facts for you right here. Cows give more milk when they listen to music. Silly String was originally designed to be a spray on cast for broken bones. An avocado is actually a large berry. There are more trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way galaxy. Hi, we're on the air.
St. Patrick.
St. Patrick's what I'm looking for. Yes, indeed. How are you today?
Amazing. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic on this Wednesday afternoon. Yes, indeed.
Awesome.
Yes. So, you up to anything in particular this afternoon?
5'7". Can't grow another inch.
All right. Well, Miss Sarah, we'll get you signed up for a chance to win. It's always good to talk to you.
Likewise. Thanks, Nate.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. 4:37 on a Wednesday afternoon. Offbeat fun facts for you. In Japan, letting a sumo wrestler make your baby cry is considered good luck. Scotland has 420 words for snow. Octopuses think with their tentacles. The 100 folds in a chef's hat represent the 100 ways to cook an egg. The tiny pocket in jeans was made for pocket watches. And mangoes are related to cashews and pistachios. And those are your offbeat fun facts for you here on a Wednesday afternoon here on this first day of September. We are in the burr months now, aren't we? September, October, November, and December. Yes, indeed. We are definitely in the burr months here. Hey, get a chance? Check out my website, radionate.webs.com. That's radionate.webs.com. And you can check out everything that we have for you there. We have recipes, and we got offbeat news. We've got, there's pictures of me up there. And just all sorts of stuff up there. It's radionate.webs.com. So check that out. If you'd like to send me an email, I'd love to hear from you on the email as well. radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. All right, here's the offbeat news. And I was talking with Ernie about our buddy, Mr. David Rush, and here he is. Here's what he did. An Idaho man captured a Guinness World Records title by moving 133 thumbtacks from one corkboard to another in 1 minute. David Rush, who has broken more than 200 Guinness records to promote STEM education, said the record-keeping organization's rules for the thumbtack record allowed him to use both hands, but he could only move one tack per hand at a time. The tacks also had to remain in place for at least 10 seconds after being placed on the new board. The number to beat was 83, which was set by another serial record breaker, Andre Ordoff of Germany. Rush was able to capture the record with 133 tacks moved in 1 minute. So that's the latest from Mr. David Rush, and he is quite the talented individual. Cows with injuries or pregnancies preventing them from making their annual trip through the Swiss Alps receive some help in the form of helicopter rides. Farmers in the Erner-Boden area said the 1,000-strong herd is due to descend the mountain pass in their annual bovine parade, but some cows were too injured or pregnant to make the trip. About 10 cows unable to take the long walk were lifted from the mountains via helicopter. Farmers said the cows did not seem fazed by their helicopter rides once back on the ground. Also this, a South African charity broke a Guinness World Record when it collected 90,450 cans of donated food and arranged them into a 4.1-mile line. Ladles of Love, a charity dedicated to providing nutritious meals across South Africa, spent about 2 hours Sunday lining up cans of donated food at the V&A waterfront in Cape Town. The resulting line stretched 4.1 miles, earning a Guinness World Record for the longest line of food cans. The previous record, 44,966 cans assembled in a 2.4-mile line, was set in Canada in 2014. So there's the offbeat stack that we have for you to kick off the program here, as we are just already about we are at the 4:42 mark as we roll through the afternoon together. It's good to have you on board. Thanks for listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. Nate Redmond here in the ever-so-comfortable air chair one. Hey, let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered here at 740-383-9944. We're giving away a Speedway gift card. All you need to do for a chance to win is call me, answer a trivia question. I will put you in the drawing with those that have called, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will find out the winner of the Speedway gift card. Okay, who wrote the plays Romeo and Juliet and A Midsummer Night's Dream? Who wrote the plays Romeo and Juliet and A Midsummer Night's Dream? What was the name of the Soviet Union's secret police? What was the name of the Soviet Union's secret police? Where did the lord of a castle sit during a banquet? Where did the lord of a castle sit during a banquet? In which year did World War I begin? In which year did World War I begin? Who was Britain's prime minister throughout the majority of World War II? Who was Britain's prime minister throughout the majority of World War II? And those are the trivia questions we have so far to answer. And, well, let's see. I've got some here on page 3. What did the Nile do every year in ancient Egypt that enabled crops to be sown? What did the Nile do every year in ancient Egypt that enabled crops to be sown? Where did a missile crisis take place in 1962? Where did a missile crisis take place in 1962? 740-383-9944 is my number. What was a B-29? What was a B-29? And which is the largest castle in England? Which is the largest castle in England? Hi, we're on the air.
Was that guy's name Winston Churchill?
Yes, it was. Winston Churchill. Correct. Very good. And is this Judy?
Yes, it is.
All right, Judy, we've got you down, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. Okay, that's the trivia questions we have right now so far, and so thank you so much for those that have played so far. Get your name in here at the drawing, and we will see who wins coming up at 4:55. Right now, I want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo, Ohio. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thank you so much to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. September the 1st, that's what today is. Yes, indeed, it's those burr months that we begin with. And I know a lot of people's favorite season is fall. Now, I just like summer myself, so I'm sad to see summer go bye-bye. I know summer's not officially over yet. Now, to me, summer runs between Memorial Day and Labor Day, of course, and it's not officially over till sometime in September. But, you know, heading in the fall, and I do like fall, but I just, you know, winter. January and February, those are some rough months there, you know. You just sink into the depths of depression if you're not careful. So we gotta make sure we stay perky during those months, right? Coming off Christmas and everything, you have so much excitement and everything, and then you hit January and boom. But right now we're in September, so everything's all good, right? Right. September the 1st, 1799, on this day in history, the Bank of Manhattan Company opened in New York City, New York. It was the forerunner of Chase Manhattan. 1807, former U.S. Vice President Aaron Burr was found innocent of treason. 1810, the first plow with interchangeable parts was patented by John J. Wood. 1859, the Pullman sleeping car was placed into service. 1879, Emma M. Nutt became the first female telephone operator in the U.S. The company was the Telephone Dispatch Company of Boston. 1884, the Thomas A. Edison Construction Department, the Edison Company for Isolated Lightning, merged. 1887, Emil Berliner filed for a patent for his invention of the lateral cut flat disc gramophone. It is a device that is better known as a record player. Thomas Edison made the idea work. 1897, the first section of Boston's subway system was opened. 1906, Jack Coombs of the American League's Philadelphia Athletics pitched 24 innings against the Boston Red Sox. 1922, the first daily news program on radio was the Radio Digest on WBAY Radio in New York City, New York. And in 1939, World War II began when Germany invaded Poland. And that's what happened on this day in history. Well, do me a favor. Head down with me to my classroom. Make a right and be seated, because I happen to have this week's Weird Word of the Week written on the chalkboard. And this week's weird word is beastie. Beastie. B-E-A-S-T-I-E, beastie. It's a noun. The definition is a small animal, especially one toward which affection is felt. Beastie. All right. That is this week's weird word of the week. You know, the movie Maleficent? I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's with Angelina Jolie. And it's about Sleeping Beauty, but it's about the villain, Maleficent, and her story, you know. And that's what she calls Sleeping Beauty throughout the movie. She calls her Beastie. But it's a small animal, especially one towards which affection is felt. All right, 5 minutes left before we do our drawing and we see who the winner is for our Speedway gift card, good for gas or merchandise inside the store. Excitement, excitement, excitement is building here at Offbeat News and Trivia. Hey, it's your chance to sign up for a chance to win. All you need to do is just call me, answer a trivia question. I'll put you in the drawing with the fine folks that have given us a call so far, okay? Here's the trivia questions we've got. Where did the lord of a castle sit during a banquet? Where did the lord of a castle sit during a banquet? In which year did World War I begin? In which year did World War I begin? Who wrote the plays Romeo and Juliet and A Midsummer Night's Dream? Who wrote the plays Romeo and Juliet and A Midsummer Night's Dream? What was the name of the Soviet Union's secret police? What was the name of the Soviet Union's secret police? What did the Nile do every year in ancient Egypt that enabled crops to be sown? What did the Nile do every year in ancient Egypt that enabled crops to be sown? Where did a missile crisis take place in 1962? Where did a missile crisis take place in 1962? What was a B-29? What was a B-29? And which is the largest castle in England? Which is the largest castle in England? Those are the trivia questions that we have left here and 3 minutes to go. So if you'd like to give us a call, sign up for a chance to win 740-383-9944. Hey, find us on Facebook by just searching Radio Nate. While you're there, click the follow or like button. We post interesting things to show up in your news feed. Don't forget, that's Radio Nate on Facebook. Of course, our Ladies' Corner is always there with recipe I always usually post the recipe on Monday night so you can get a head start on the recipe that we're going to have on the air here on Wednesdays at the end of the program. So if you are on Facebook, just search Radio Nate into Facebook and there you go. And so make sure you check that out when you get a chance. All right, we have some more offbeat news here. A couple more stories for you. You might have seen this floating around online on Facebook or maybe seen it on the news. A visitor to a McDonald's drive-thru in Wisconsin captured video of an unusual sight. A cow riding in the back seat of another car. Jessica Nelson, who posted the video to Facebook, said she was in line at the drive-thru of the Marshfield Eatery when she spotted what she initially thought was a fake cow in the back seat of another car. Nelson said she got her phone out to record video when she noticed the cow was moving and was very much real. I realized it was 100% real, she told the Green Bay Press Gazette. No one seemed to be as interested as I was. I was the only one with my phone out. The cow turned out to belong to a man named Bernie who said he was just purchasing the animal from a fair and was making a pit stop for food on the way home. Nelson was shocked to learn that the cow she saw was only one of three calves inside the vehicle at the time. There were three calves total in the back seat, she said. I'm just finding this out now. So there you go. That's one way to transport a cow. Just throw it in the back of the car and away you go. Alrighty, just seconds away from our drawing. I'm going to find out who our winner is going to be for today. And it looks like we've got one more call slipping in here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, do you have any questions left?
Yes, I do. I'll give you the ones I've got. I've got who wrote the plays Romeo and Juliet and A Midsummer Night's Dream.
My phone won't hardly hear. Can't hardly hear on it today.
Oh, okay. Another one I've got is, what was the name of the Soviet Union's secret police?
KGB.
KGB is correct. Well, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fairly good.
Fairly good? Well, that's good to hear.
Boss, we got to call and had the grandkids stop and got supper on the way home from school.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you made it in.
Yeah.
All right. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too.
Well, I'll get you signed up, and it's a Speedway gift card today.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, Mr. David Avery right there. Okay, let's mix everybody up now and find out who the winner is going to be. All right, let's see. Thank you to everybody that called. I want to say thank you to Bob. Thank you to Scott. Thank you to David. Thank you to Sarah. Thank you to Ernie. And thank you, Judy Smith, for calling in today. I appreciate it very, very much. Okay, shuffling everybody up. And we will find out who our winner is for today. And it looks like the winner is, oh, it is David. Congratulations. You ended up in the middle of the stack there, David. So congratulations. You are our winner. And I will get this sent out to you. And that's how we do it here during the COVID thing, so you don't have to worry about coming down to the station. I send them out in the mail to you when you win them here on this program between 4:15 and 5 on Wednesday afternoons. And that way you don't have to worry about coming to the station. And since they're gift cards, they're easy enough to send with one stamp. So we'll get that sent out to you. Appreciate everybody that called. Thank you so very much for calling the program. It is time for Ladies' Corner, and we got just enough time to do that. And today I have a recipe, which you can find on my Facebook page at Radio Nate. The recipe is ham, egg, and cheese brunch sliders. Make your next brunch one to remember with ham, egg, and cheese brunch sliders. These sliders are perfect for celebrating any special occasion. Here's what you need. One package, 12 ounces, Hawaiian sweet rolls, 12 rolls. One package, 9 ounces of Oscar Mayer Deli Fresh Black Forest Ham. 6 eggs, 2 tablespoons of milk, 1/4 cup butter divided, 1/2 cup Philadelphia chive and onion cream cheese spread, 1/2 teaspoon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon of poppy seeds. Here's how to make it. Transfer rolls from package to cutting board, taking care not to separate rolls. Use serrated knife to carefully cut block of rolls horizontally in half. Place bottom half of rolls cut sides up in 13 by 9 inch pan sprayed with cooking spray, top with folded ham slices. Whisk eggs and milk until blended. Melt 1 tablespoon butter in large nonstick skillet on medium low heat. Add your eggs. Cook 4 to 5 minutes or just until set, stirring occasionally. Spoon over ham. Spread your cheese spread onto cut sides of tops of rolls. Place cut sides down over sandwich in pan. Microwave remaining butter in microwavable bowl on high 20 seconds or until melted. Stir in mustard and poppy seed. Drizzle over your sandwiches. Let stand 20 minutes. Heat your oven to 350 degrees and bake sandwiches 20 minutes or until heated through. There you go. Ham, egg, and cheese brunch sliders. Find this on my Facebook page. Just search Radio Nate into Facebook. Hey, it's time for me to head on down the road to Waldo. I'll be back next Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock. Thanks to our supporter, Waldo Barbershop. Thanks so much for listening to the program. Lots to come straight ahead.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your